Hi, Chevra. I hope everyone's well. I want to share a short insight on Akedat Yitzchak by focusing on a short phrase that seemingly is benign, but I think contains messages that I think are relevant to us and can enhance our experience of Torah and life in general. The Pasuk tells us that as Avram embarked on the journey to go to Akedah, so Hashem had told him, go to Eretz Amoria and offer him, right, one of the mountains that I'll show you, or I'll tell you. So two psukim later it says, on the third day, Avram lifted his eyes, and he saw the place from far away. So Rashi comments there, why did God delay from showing him the mountain right away? Right, why is it Bayom HaShelishi? What's the significance of having this three-day delay between the commandment and when Avram actually understands where he's supposed to be going specifically? So Rashi explains as follows. He says, Kedei shelo yomru hamamova arbavo pitom v'tarafta ato. Basically, Rashi says that people who are talking about this experience of Avraham, presumably other nations, but other people too, would say, look, if it happened right away that Avram was told and he immediately knew where to go and then embarked, you know, on a 30-minute journey or 1-hour journey, so you could say the reason Avram did it is because he was totally caught up in the moment, and he was sort of confused. You know, he wasn't thinking straight. But v'ilu hayalo shehu to the himalecha libo, but if he had time to sort of consider the matter, lo yaosa, he would never have done it. And so it minimizes, if it had been quick, it would have minimized the greatness of Avram's dedication to Hashem by extending the point. The Rambam makes a similar point and says again that the third day is again emphasizing, again, this similar idea that also there was a delay there. But the point of the delay there, again, is not for the other people necessarily to observe, but rather for Avram himself, that there is this idea of the experience, the fantastic experience when you get caught up sort of in the moment, get caught up in the emotions of the moment, and decisions that you make in those moments aren't necessarily reflective of what you want to do in the long term. And what the delay of the third day, and I guess I would say like this, that the danger of an immediate response by Avram is not that he would have been insincere, it's that the message that we would have gotten from that is that these types of events, these types of signs of dedication come in moments of ecstasy, moments of supreme joy and excitement. But how about a situation where you have a prolonged experience? Where does the dedication go there? Can you have that same level of dedication? And the lesson here is, Bayom HaShelishi, is that even though Avram certainly maybe was caught up in the moment, that he used that moment of excitement, that moment of dedication, that moment of intense love for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he was able to hold on to that and transfer that into his everyday life. So even 3 days later, he was still feeling the same dedication. So it's certainly valuable that we have moments which are more exciting, moments of inspiration where we feel intensely connected to Judaism, to Torah, to Kadosh Baruch Hu, to Eretz Yisrael, to Am Yisrael, whatever it might be. And those are valuable. But the true value is being able to, at those moments, dedicate ourselves to the long term, in being able to live a life where in the long term, the day-to-day, Bayom HaShelishi, being able to dedicate ourselves and live a life that is just as dedicated to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So I wish us strength that we'll be able to hear the message of the Akedah, we'll be able to experience moments of tremendous inspiration, but maybe more importantly, that we'll be able to take those moments of inspiration and transfer them into our day-to-day lives. Have a wonderful Shabbat Shalom.